And speaking of together, everyone gather together around the radio because it's time for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works, with two locations in Chapel Hill and in Carrboro, both locations now back open Fridays through Mondays. So go there now and search for hidden treasures. They're also still accepting donations with physical distancing at both of those locations. Check their Facebook page for donation hours. Joined in the studio by Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson from 97.9 The Hill for Kids Q today. Guys, how's it going?
Pretty good. Speaking of things that come in pairs.
Hey!
It's the usual Wednesday Kids Q crowd.
What's the other thing that comes in pairs? The two locations?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
The two locations. I was just really riding on how smooth that transition was.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of together, everyone gather together for Kids Q.
What you'll learn is that you can, like, pick up on any word in a sentence and figure out some way to transition to the next sentence.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Some are definitely smoother than others, though, right?
I feel like it's like making your liner descriptions as a band, talking about the soundscapes that you create.
Oh,
you can
yeah.
just put words there
oh, yeah.
and make it happen.
I feel the same way about notes of wine.
Ooh, like, tasting
oh,
notes?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Hints of cedar. It's like, sure. I'll go along with that.
I've never been more frustrated than going to a wine dinner with someone who, like, works in the restaurant industry who was just trying to flex and name all the tasting notes before
right.
the person up front said it. And he got them
God.
Right,
yeah.
and it was insufferable.
Mm.
It was impressive, but it was insufferable.
I guess.
I thought it was cool.
That's cool, I
yeah.
guess. I don't know.
That's like feel, some James I Bond
feel,
stuff.
I feel like there's like a subtle, like tells, right? Like if you're a bad poker player, then like you wink at the wrong time, you know you're bluffing. I feel like if you're a waiter, like there are tells when you're like standing in a particular way. Someone who understands the tell of the game can be like, yeah, this is gonna be vanilla. AJ, how are you doing?
I was gonna let him go because
oh,
obviously
okay,
he needed to get
needed
that
to
off
vent,
his chest.
Yeah,
yeah,
he, a
that's
bit.
That's been bottled up for a bit.
Bottled up.
Hey, speaking of bottled up, are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
Absolutely.
See, that was a less yeah. good transition.
yeah.
All right, everyone, get around the radio. Here is today's question. Ooh, this actually transitions nicely into the question, though. If you opened a store, what would you sell, and what would your store be named?
It'd be a video rental store.
Ooh.
I've been thinking about this a
Throwback.
Lot lately.
Yeah,
oh yeah. No. That is the business that I'm destined to run, and it will never happen.
It might. We could come back around.
Yeah, I would really love to make it happen. There's so much about that atmosphere, that general vibe of just the popcorn machine by the door. You got the shelves. You got the little paper notes from the staff with the recommendations of why you should watch this movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, the problem is we have a wide variety of gene picks, but they're trash.
Jeans trash.
Jeans trash.
Let me come back with this. Combine the video store with a karaoke club where you like walk into the front room and you have your video store vibe and you pick out a movie and then there is a private screening room in the back
oh,
where
yeah.
like you can rent out with your friends and go and watch the movie as if you had the like the theater setting.
Yeah, that's also part of my never going to happen
okay,
plan.
Good.
That I'll have a screening room. There also might be like a slight coffee shop area, maybe.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
you gotta,
I feel like
you
that
sell,
would go with it pretty
you gotta
well.
You got to sell wares.
Mostly, you have to sell wares. Mostly inspired by Davenport's in Pittsburgh, because that is just like the coffee shop to end all coffee shops. It is everything. It is someone who was just like, I'm going to open a coffee shop and art gallery
Ooh.
And bar and performance space, and they just kept listing things, and then they made it all steampunk and called it a day.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
Wait, Davenport's? I got to
yeah.
go there.
Because
that was going to be my idea. Like, you probably remember, like, for a little while after the bookshop closed in downtown Chapel Hill, I was like, ooh, not Davenport's, but in Asheville is the Grove Park Arcade where they've got this really cool used bookshop / wine bar.
Ooh,
and I was like, oh,
nice.
Let's do that in downtown Chapel Hill. Like wine bar, used bookshop, maybe like a performance space over in the corner where you can have like a acoustic guitar, like someone with a piano playing at Thursday nights at 7 or something like that. Like combine all of those things together and you got a store. And then Epilogue opened and took care of it. So I'm all good.
Nice.
Yeah. AJ,
well,
how about
as
you?
Long as your dream got filled, Kek.
My dream got fulfilled. My dream got
here.
Fulfilled, and I didn't have to do anything. It's
no
perfect.
Money out of pocket for you.
Exactly.
Actually, I'm mildly surprised at what Victor went with, because I thought that our idea was going to be the exact same. Barcade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except you can't call it barcade because there's that one guy in California who will threaten to sue you.
Okay, I'll figure out something else.
Yeah.
Oh no.
The
lots
form
of
business.
Have.
The form bar, of business bar plus is an arcade is with okay. a bar in it. Yeah. Why don't you just do the arcade bar?
The barcade truly is the final form of the bar experience. In
yes.
my opinion,
oh, 100%.
Though.
Yeah. Like, it's fantastic.
You have never seen somebody so happy to have quarters at a bar than you have at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Unfortunately, I have.
Oh, well. You know. What can you do?
What is your barcade called?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, now you want me to come up with a name here on the spot, too? I don't want to do that, because if it's a really good one, somebody's going to steal it.
AJ's Barcade.
Johnson's.
Johnson's Barcade. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Airwaves.
Oh, I like that. So with Epilogue having taken had the same idea as me and then actually bringing it to fruition, my new idea, and Brad kind of helped me out with the name of this. He's got the perfect name for it. Is to have a place on Franklin Street that, like, during the day is a coffee shop, like a place that you would go to, like, drink a cup of coffee and maybe study or just hang out with friends or whatever, and then at night, in the evening, it might turn into a performance venue, and then like at 2 o'clock in the morning, it serves greasy post bar food.
We have talked about this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You have told me about this before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like it's Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Of course, Brad has the perfect name for this.
Of course, he's got the perfect name. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't name mine. Coda. Coda is the name of mine.
Coda. K-O-D-A. Yeah.
Like the musical term for a piece of music to repeat.
So C-O-D-A.
It's very
C-O-D-A.
Clever. I'm very clever.
Why Coda?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Because things are repeating back to where they were when the video rental spots were actually in vogue.
Yeah,
that's
gotcha.
Deep.
And it is destined to end.
We're already building an end date into this.
Oh, yeah.
It was deep, and then Victor broke out the shovel. It's like, I can go deeper.
You know the bottom of that barrel? He just scratched on it a little bit and went just a little bit further.
It's not as snazzy as Tuesday, Thursday. But
Tuesday, Thursdays are really good. Right next door to Tuesday, Thursday is a video store called Crunch Wraps where you can go back and...
how's it not Crunch Wraps? A video store where they sell tacos.
I feel like Crunch Wraps would be my offshoot location that just completely steals the cake idea of just like, surprise, it's 2 a.m. and we serve tacos now.
Or like deep-fried crepes.
Chimichangas.
Ooh, right?
Chimichangas,
yeah.
There we go.
Sweet chimichangas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're speaking my language.
I feel like we're just talking desserts now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fine.
It's Tuesday, Thursday. That's what we specialize in. Hey, if you're driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us so that we may steal them and make money off of your ideas. On Facebook or Twitter, tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works with an X. Use the hashtag #KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.